Elliott Shure Parks will weigh in right now. He did a great job in the lead up to the draft, then during the draft. And now it's draft reaction time. Elliott, good morning, buddy.
What's going on? Happy birthday, my guy. Hope
Thank
you're enjoying
you. I appreciate that, Elliott. So did the Eagles, for my birthday, did they get us the right corner? They got a corner. It was an area of need. I'm thrilled they got a corner. With all those dudes on the board, did Howie pick the right one, Elliott?
So I don't think he picked the right one. There are three corners I would have taken ahead of Quinyon Mitchell.
Three?
I would have taken both of the Alabama corners, Terrion Arnold, Kool-Aid McKinstry, and I would have taken Nate Wiggins. I like Nate Wiggins better than I like Quinyon Mitchell. But what I think what, to me, my main takeaway from the pick is Howie really put his neck out on the line, and they're really, really trusting their scouting on this. And that I appreciate. I can respect if you feel strongly about somebody going out and getting him. But when I look at Quinyon Mitchell, he didn't play at a high level. He doesn't have great size. He did run a fast 40, which is impressive. He's not super long. He's almost 23. And I just, you know, these past few years, we've praised Eagles so much for doing the simple thing. Take the guys from the big school, right? For so many years, they didn't do it. And then they did it the past few years, and we thought it was a great strategy. Mm. So I just last night, if it was me, I would have taken a number of other corners.
Well, what about the Senior Bowl, Elliott? He was the star of the Senior Bowl, and he, having been challenged by Mike Tomlin himself, was taking on all the toughest competitors, all the best wide receivers all week long, and really put on a display for the Senior Bowl for all the coaches that were watching there.
Yeah,
Eagles included.
Yeah, I think it's impressive and it's noteworthy. Howie brought that up last night. It's clear the Senior Bowl is something they very much value. I believe it was Sidney Brown that they saw at the Senior Bowl that really made an impact on them in terms of his ability. So I think he played some more man coverage there and also played some more single high safety at the Senior Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. But it clearly is an event they value. I would just value, you know, 2 years of starting experience in the SEC over 3 days in you know, Tuscaloosa, right? So I get it. And again, I don't hate the pick of Quinyon Mitchell. It's not the pick I would have made. I would have taken an offensive lineman. I would have taken other corners. But I think Quinyon does have some potential. I don't think this is a disaster. But people keep saying, you know, he was the number one corner in the draft. This reminds me a lot of when we talked about Andre Dillard the next day, right? When Dillard fell, it was, I can't believe he fell. What a gift. People fall for a reason. You know, there's a reason 21 other teams passed on him and no one traded up for him. So we'll see if he's right. You know, I think it's a bold pick by Howie.
Elliott, I was a little surprised on this front. Were you surprised with all the corners on the board that Howie did not trade down?
You know, it's a great point. I was thinking last night when they got around picks 20 and 21, there were so many guys there that maybe you could have moved back. But, you know, I know there was the one trade by the Vikings where they moved up a few spots and they gave up a third and a four, which certainly was not cheap. But overall, I think what you saw last night is outside of the offensive players, there was just not a ton of interest in these defensive players. I mean, all the corners were available. The edges didn't start going until 15. No linebackers were taken. I don't believe any safeties were taken, if I'm not mistaken. One defensive tackle was taken. They're not the special players in this draft. The special players in this draft are on the offensive side of the ball. Now, that doesn't mean they can't turn out to be special, right? This is all just evaluation. Now, Quinyon Mitchell, throughout his life, and he spoke about it last night, has proven people wrong. So there is certainly a chance that in 2 years we're looking at this draft and going, wow, the defense was way better than everyone thought. But what you saw in terms of a lack of trading up, I just don't think people really wanted to.
How badly does Micah Parsons wish he were an Eagle? and did they need to put the kibosh on Micah Parsons doing all this jabber talk?
You know, not give him a contract yet, John, might be their version of a kibosh. They haven't committed to him.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought they re-signed him for a few years.
No. Well, they haven't committed to big
term. Right, the long term.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would not play well in Philadelphia if he was an Eagle and talking about the Cowboys this way. So I can't imagine they're very happy with him in Dallas doing that. It does speak to the respect Howie has around the league that, you know, he's constantly praising the moves they make. But, yeah, it's got to be annoying for Cowboys fans.
So, Elliott, I'm sorry, John, go ahead.
What are you expecting? What are you expecting here next move by Howie?
So I still think their biggest need is offensive guard / offensive line. I thought it was a bigger need last night. So obviously going into today, I think it's a big need as well. There have been some players that fell out of the first round. Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon. I don't know if he'll make it all the way to 50 or 53, but he's someone that's viewed as ready-made to play any
of
these
tiers. This could be the trade-up.
Yeah, well, if they trade 50 and 53, and obviously a team has to be willing to do it, but the draft value alone gets them all the way up to the top pick in the draft tonight. So they have a ton of ammunition if they want to move up.
Wow.
Jackson Powers Johnson, he's someone that could play center if, you know, they get to camp and Cam maybe isn't translating well to the position.
So now we'll have three guys. Now we'll have Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens, and this Jackson Powers Johnson guy, all centers who are waiting in the wings to play other positions too.
Yeah, sounds like a winning formula when you put it that way.
Sounds like when the Sixers had three centers.
Yeah.
Nerlens, Joel, and Okafor.
It's not the way you want to go
that
about
wasn't so
well,
good
other,
for
perfection. The other position, if Howie's going to go out of character this offseason, paid a running back, drafted a corner in the first round. The two top linebackers in the draft have fallen. I think they would have been reaches in the first round. But if Edgerrin Cooper or Peyton Wilson gets all the way to 50 or 53, I think it's something they have to consider. Both have their issues as prospects. But I also both think that I think both are better than Nakobe, and you could argue, considering the down year he had, maybe more intriguing than Devin White. So if they're both available in those 50 picks, I would consider it.
Elliot, tell us how the configuration works game one. Give us your prediction. Is Quinyon Mitchell a starter? Is James Bradbury a starter? Is Avante Maddox a starter? You got two spots for starters other than Slay. One outside, one inside, other than Slay on the other side. Who are the starters?
Well, it better be Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, you're
where? Outside, right?
Outside. They've been an outside
so
guy.
So who's the starting slot?
So if you look at it right now, I mean, Avante's still here. Obviously, we know Avante's issue is health. But I think if he makes it through training camp healthy, he's the best nickel corner on the roster right now. They say Isaiah Rogers is an outside guy. And maybe they'll stick to it, but they have so many guys on the outside now. Maybe they'll try to move him inside. They signed Tyler Hall from the Raiders. Obviously not a big name, but he's someone that has experience in the slot. So there's a lot of competition there. And then on the outside, don't write off Kelee Ringo. I mean, Kelee Ringo, I think, is an outstanding prospect still. I think considering the situation, he played well last year. And that's another issue with the Quinyon Mitchell pick is, you know, they're going to have to end up sitting somebody that is a good player or has reasoning to be out there. I think Quinyon will start because of his draft status. But Keeley's a good player. I like Eli Rick. We'll see if Bradbury can bounce back. Like, there's a lot of competition there at that corner spot.
All right, Elliot, last thing here. I know you were incredibly busy last night with the draft. Did you get a chance to see Joel taking down Mitchell Robinson when he was trying for that dunk?
To be honest with you, I have not seen a great replay of it, so
no
I don't want to.
We will not get you on the record then. All right, Elliot, good work, pal. Great draft coverage. I know you'll be a huge part of WIP, you know, the next couple of days with day two and day three draft coverage. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys.
All right, good stuff.